I'm sorry, I know this letter's a little late, but I already wrote it, so I'm sending it anyway. I should drop it off myself and tip the bouncer at heaven's gates. Maybe he'll let me in and I'll read it out to your face. I saw your picture trending, I got excited. Then I saw hashtag RIP and I just couldn't like it. I woman like you was timeless, but sadly not immortal. Got you to add an extra day for every human that you fought for. So many memories just rolling down my eyes, and if I wipe them off, I might forget the better times. I mean, they're all over my face, there's no place for them to hide. Emotions on child lock, I can't open up from inside, but I'm trying. My dad spoke a lot about you, I remember. The media too, but I like my father's version better. He got so poetic, I met Lakaya when he said it. He spoke about your grace, your beauty, it made my mom jealous. Y'all resemble each other. So blessed, so perfect, so unreal, so worth it. You great things deserving, multitasking. How are you a queen and servant? Can afford to pay respect, cause first you earned it. You didn't see black and white, you saw the colors of equality, the shades of democracy. You paint over the poverty, your artistry is so in tune with modesty and honesty. Those are the same ideas that polished me. I try to keep this letter short. I know you must be busy having dinner with the Lord while my D was watching sports. Did he miss you? I'm sure it feels like your first date. Is he happy to have you home for his 100th birthday? I should probably leave now. I should let you get some rest, put your feet up and de-stress. And don't worry about us, because of you we struggle less. Still not free, but we are blessed. Still too black, but nonetheless human. And may your kids be taken care of, may they live as long as you. You raised the rest of us so well, I hope they got to know you too. I hope you read this letter for the other icons in the room. We never got the chance to say we love them too. 2nd of April and the great show ends, and you can spread your little angel wings, added to the age-old list of the greatest who ever graced the earth. How does it feel to give a nation birth?